Moncrief on News Talk.
We're going to start with a bit of a deep question. It's an old cliche that we all have regrets, or is it? Is it healthy to acknowledge actions we should have taken or not taken? Or is it better just not to be mired in the past, forget about it and move on? News Talk's I Slap Pat Kenny on the Arse correspondent, Henry McKean, has been out speaking to weepy, regretful people. Good afternoon, Henry.
Sean, I just want to say that I didn't slap him on the arse, but I do regret perhaps not.
Oh, I'd say you might have regretted it if you did.
But
I'd say, could you imagine in a moment of madness you just decided to slap Pat Kenny in the arse and then he turns around and goes, what did you do that for? And then in our open plan office, everyone, every head would turn and go, why did Henry slap Pat Kenny on the arse?
But what happened if he had winked at me? Where would we take it from there?
Well, if somebody winks at you, it doesn't necessarily mean you're looking for a slap on the arse there. It's, you know, it's the 21st century, Henry. Consent and all that.
He winks at me afterwards.
But if he winked at you afterwards, somehow I doubt he would have.
But no, I mean, we all have really big regrets. And small. Like, for example, I just ate a homemade sandwich there and it's kind of stuck in my throat. Bit of cucumber up there. Just a small regret. But like, you're right, it's such a big question and a hard question to ask. You know, what do I regret in my life? I suppose I regret, you know, being down in sort of the doldrums of sadness after a breakup and not being able to pull yourself out quicker.
Yeah, but that's kind of natural. That's healthy. If you just like had a broke up in a relationship and then just moved on immediately, that's psychopath stuff.
He puts everything in a bin liner that was from that relationship and then puts it out, burns it or puts it in the big bin outside. Just gone. You know, you're cut out of my life.
Okay, and then emotionally, are they never mention this person again?
Well, no, it works for him. It does.
Wow.
But okay. I also regret.
I don't know about that, Henry. That sounds a bit weird.
I regret leaving Hawaii. So I was doing the J1 in Hawaii, and I loved it. I loved it so much in Waikiki Beach. And it was just fantastic. My visa ran out and my life was going places. And I obeyed the visa and I left. I didn't want to become an illegal alien, but I should have stayed. I would have had
Really?
I just think if I had stayed in Hawaii, I'd have such a great life. I could have gone surfing. I could have just hung out on the beach. I could have bought a pickup truck, perhaps an apartment, you know.
Yeah.
And it would have been a great life.
And when you came back then, did you have this imagined life in Hawaii that you might have had and it was haunting you?
Well, kind of. I ended up going on to Fiji straight after Hawaii. And after Fiji, it was Australia and then it was Thailand. So the travel continued. But, you know, I should have just stayed there because it was... it was fantastic.
And all that, you know, your wife and your child and your family and, you know, none of those things exist now if you'd stayed where you are.
You never know.
If you say, I regret it, that's not good news to them.
My wife might have.
been on holidays in Hawaii.
You never know. You never know. But, you know, I have to ask you, do you have any regrets, Sean?
I regret I never learned to play the guitar.
I still can.
I would have got a lot more sex when I was younger, if I had.
If you were a musician, absolutely. Yeah. I wish I could sing.
That's not the only reason, but, you know.
Oh, you would have automatically become more attractive just with a guitar in your hand. But, yeah, I met this lady and I asked what she regrets about her life.
Just, I think if the world was different and I knew I was autistic maybe a few decades ago, it might have helped.
And when did you realise that you were autistic?
It's kind of a gradually dawning type of thing, you know, being like weird, other, different and unacceptable.
So you grew up not knowing?
Not knowing why that was.
That you were perhaps a little bit different.
Yeah, and just having to pretend to be normal.
And when did it come to you, hang on a second, I am different, I am autistic?
I suppose it was a gradually dawning thing, and I suppose just it never looked like this. It was always like, I don't know, young boys collecting facts on dinosaurs or something like that. So I suppose I never saw myself reflected back in anything, you know, before my lived experience.
What makes you different?
Just I suppose how I take in the world, like the world, being in the world is a lot too much.
And even that noise of that man moving bottles, was that too much? How did you deal with that?
I suppose the noise cancelling headphones are a big help. So yeah, you know, there are things now that I wouldn't have had access to, and yeah, I do now.
Now you know you're autistic and you look back at your childhood, if you knew then, would you have done anything differently?
I suppose if I had the language to explain what was going on with me and go, hello, I'm not just like having a tantrum, it's just the world is too much, you know, then people might have had a way to understand.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, she's kind of being a bit hard on herself because she couldn't, because probably many people have
A much later diagnosis.
Not neurotypical, I should say. And I don't know. No one spots it and they don't spot it. Obviously, you can't expect them to spot it. So, like, none of that would have been her fault.
No, really. I don't think so. But I think she felt that her life would have been easier if she'd known that she was autistic earlier.
True. Yeah.
And she would have been able to deal with it so much better. And there was a man with heavy kind of bottles and he was smashing them around the place. And my understanding is that if you are autistic, that can bother you, that kind of noise.
Was he just smashing bottles or was he moving crates of bottles
and he was making a right racket?
He was, yeah. Mm. Someone says, I've been cataloguing my regrets and embarrassments over the course of my life. I'm up to 372 regrets so far. 90% are regrets of things I did, and 10% are things I never got round to. Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot to put that much thought. Someone texts in to say, Henry called to us in Charleville last week. I tell you, he deserves a medal. What a class guy. When we're back up and running outside in the beer garden, Henry is coming down to do a show.
That's right. I did visit a pub in Charleville in North Cork last week, and their beer garden was
From the snow
destroyed,
and
they're trying to get it replaced. And they were actually, I think, runners up. Do you remember we had Finding the Best Pub in Ireland?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah,
and they were on that list. So they were wonderful. Like there, I was, following the story of the snow, and they were trying to deal with the huge snow damage, and then I show up high.
Yes, would you talk to me, please?
But
nice.
Tell them that. Yeah. Thanks
That's
very much.
Very nice of them. Was it easy to find? No, you did find that one woman. Was it easy to find other people who wanted to spill about their regrets?
I mean, lots of people. It's very difficult to get them to open up about their life and actually, you know, tell you straight there in the street. You know, my life. I've got so many regrets. I met this lady, and she opened up about her life.
Sharon Walsh, tell me about your life.
I grew up in Newbridge, County Kildare. And hello to Adrian, if he's listening to this, my boyfriend.
Hi, Adrian.
Listens to News Talk, but I'm not sure if he'll be listening right now. I left Newbridge at 19 and to finish my degree in university in Brussels. At the same time, worked in the European Commission. From there, went to the Middle East, went to Saudi Arabia for a year, and then Dubai for 7 years.
So this was the 70s, 80s, 90s?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, 90s, yeah. More 90s, early 90s. I did my leaving cert in 89, so it would have been 1990, 91 when I went abroad. In the meantime, I'd been married, so I was at part of the Middle East. I was with my husband, came back to Ireland, and we had our kids in 2006, 2007. He passed away then, unfortunately, young age. So it's fine. Three kids on my own. So do I regret anything? Sometimes I regret a little bit that I didn't have my children earlier because they would have had more time with their dad.
So you would have liked to have them earlier?
It's the only thing I think of now and again, you know. But I was so busy with my career and enjoying myself and studying.
And how old were you when the children were born?
I was 34 when my first child was born. So
that's
I was
still young?
Mother. It's still young, but it was a later mother. So because of that, they had less time with their dad. But nobody can foresee these things. You know, it's just how things worked out. But despite that, I've had a great life. I don't regret my life at all. I mean, everything I did going abroad, and I would urge anybody young listening to this, do you go abroad?
Travel,
absolutely. And I know people say, oh, it's terrible, we're losing our young people going abroad. But I think it's just a necessary part of your development. You know, you have to get out of one country. You have to see the world. You have to meet different people, different ways of life, different religions, everything. And you become much more tolerant and you build up a network of friends all over the world. It's fantastic.
Well, good for her. A lot of wisdom in that. Kevin says, a colleague of mine says, it's always better to regret something you did than something you never did.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, absolutely.
You should get out there and slap Pat Kenny in the arse then, going by Kevin's logic.
Yeah.
Really. I regret not getting proper career guidance after leaving secondary school. I barely passed the leaving cert due to undiagnosed learning difficulties and spent a lot of time going from job to job in my 20s and 30s, sensory overload issues too. I regret getting married. Awful cost to getting divorced. But again, it's one of those things you can't foresee the future. Lemmy says, I don't do regrets. Regrets are pointless. It's too late for regrets. You've already done it, haven't you? You've lived your life. No point wishing you could change it. Well, that's true, Lemmy. That's a point. But, you know, sometimes those things kind of cling to you. And Drew says, I left a relationship after 2 years of being with her. Within 12 hours, I was looking again. And by the third day, I had a date. I've been with her since. 3 kids, 2 houses and a handful of pets. That was 13 years ago. And yes, she is aware of how fast I moved on. But that's just the strength of our connection. Sometimes you just find the right one despite where you were or where you come from. I hope I'm not a psychopath. As do we all, Drew. I hope you're not a psychopath.
Very interesting about Drew. And I do think that, you know, if you find
12
someone...
12 hours.
Yeah, I mean, he moved Whoa. On. You know, it wasn't rebound because he's still with this lady and they've had children together.
Presumably,
and
yeah.
And they also have pets, which is a real sign of a strong relationship.
Yeah.
But like that, go up to that guy, go up to that girl that you know and you fancy and just say, I really like you. What's the worst thing that can happen? Well, lots of terrible things, but you should yes. still try and do it because you're going to regret it.
Regrets not travelling more, not emigrating abroad in my 20s, spending too much of my youth in relationships, and in particular, those 5 years with my first girlfriend.
Ooh.
There's a lot of wasted years on people, but presumably even those 5 years, maybe the first year was good, the first 18 months were good. Is there a bit of that you can maybe think about? Well, that bit wasn't a total bust. For people, people do get stuck with regrets. Is it possible? How can they move on from those
regrets? It's really, 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 really difficult to try and move on. And it is, you know, some people just can't. They're just stuck. But we all need to try to learn from it, including that guy or girl that said 5 years was wasted. But was it wasted? Here is an expert. Here is Dr. Karen Ward, therapist.ie.
As a psychotherapist, a lot of people have come into my clinic room over many, many years, and talked about regrets. And the differences between the two types of people, where one would ruminate over and over again about they shoulda, coulda, would have done in a formative time in their life and how that has affected their lives today. And that's their perception. However, there's a second cohort of people and they acknowledge a regret, but they learn from it and, most importantly, move on. I remember a client, and I'm changing the details for confidentiality, and she bemoaned the fact that she'd never studied for any exams, school wasn't her thing, didn't do well in the infamous Leaving Cert, and always felt on the back foot with jobs or anything she did later in life because it was as though everybody knew she didn't do well in her Leaving Cert. Now, the actual reality of that, when we looked into it, wasn't actually true. People didn't really care how she did. And in fact, it was herself holding herself back because of a regret of what she could have done then. Now, she was only a young teenager. She wasn't academic. And she was a very, and still is today, an incredible woman, very talented in other areas of her life, not particularly academic. But it was the perception and the rumination over those regrets that held her back. So my advice to you is acknowledge regrets. We all have them, but then move on. What's that famous song? Regrets, I have a few, but then again, too few to mention. And if you have an issue moving on with your life, there's plenty of professional help out there. I'm a member of the Irish Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy. We have a great website. You can just key in where you live and that will throw up a number of really good professionals in your area who would help you. And perhaps a couple of sessions are all you need to be able to move along past any regrets that you perceive you have.
That was Dr. Karen Ward there, who obviously would have regretted if she hadn't put in the old plug for business there. The first line of the classic Butthole Surface song, Sweet Loaf, is that it's better to regret things you have done than regret things you haven't done, says the texter. We should all listen to the wisdom of the Butthole Surfers. Thank you so much for sharing that. I was on an elevator and chanced a fart. The elevator stopped at the next floor. and this absolute stunner walked in. Needless to say, the next 20 seconds was the longest 20 seconds of my life. Big regret, says this texter. Though, I don't know, would it have made a difference if you hadn't chanced the farce? Do you think you'd have fallen in love and now you'd be married? I approached a woman at a bus stop who I'd seen a few times and was strongly attracted to her. One day I approached her at the bus stop and asked her out. Turned out she had a boyfriend, but at least I asked. OK, fair enough. No regrets there. The only regret I have is not knowing my mother is a narcissist and cutting ties with her sooner. I'm so happy without her in my life, and sometimes I wish I'd done it sooner. The only regret I have, and I'm 50. Well, you did it, though. That's the thing. And it's an extremely, that would be, I would imagine, an extremely difficult thing to do. So, you know, you kind of, it took a bit of effort, it took a bit of time, but that's a perfectly understandable reaction to that. The facts of our life are not as important as the way we remember them. No regrets. Depends what that is. I mean, if you suddenly you remember your life as that you're the person who holds the you invented the iPhone, then that could be legally problematic, I would say. I could go back and list loads of things, says this texter. However, if I changed even one small decision that I made in my life, I would not be exactly where I am and who I'm with. And I love this place and these people. I can also give some of those people mentioned above, i.e. my kids, advice based on good, but more importantly, bad decisions I have made throughout my life. Indeed, that's the point. You learn nothing if you don't make a mistake or two.
Oh, you've got to make mistakes. You've got to. I mean, I still wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, I should have done that. I regret that from 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is so odd. And this memory would come back and you'd think, Jesus. And a memory has come back. Geary's. I just want to say everyone in Geary's.
In Charleville.
Thank you so much for being so hospitable. And it's great to hear the pub is reopened.
Wait, did you meet many people who went, oh, no, I've no regrets. I've a regret-free life.
Oh, men. don't like to admit that they never made a mistake ever.
So, no, it's true.
And even if their whole life is just one big regret, they'll never say it publicly. But yeah, very much so. Here are people mostly saying they regret nothing.
I listened to Edith Piaf, No Regrets, a famous song.
No regrets whatsoever. You're happy
not
how your
I
life
think of,
has turned out.
Relatively.
James is my name. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, James. Nice to meet you too. Any regrets?
I take up music recently and piano and that at this late stage. I regret that I never started that many years ago. Waste of time doing that all those years. So,
how is the piano going?
It's fun. I can't believe that I'm actually, I've made some progress and achievement with playing Chopin and for somebody that's never had a lesson. So,
congratulations.
If I'd had that time back again, maybe I could be a maestro now at this stage.
You know, I'm from Poland and Polish. My life was beautiful. Everybody says during communist time. But what's happened now? Change on the wars, especially politics, especially problems with, of course, the renting and housing.
Do you regret coming here from Poland?
No, never. Because, you know, I'm...
And you grew up during communism.
Yeah, but, you know, I never regret.
Lucky enough over the years, I took chances and they all worked out more or less. So, no, I don't.
No regrets?
No. No,
happy enough?
No, not a regret that I didn't win the lotto. And
still time.
Not if I buy a ticket.
Yeah, that would be a key thing in that whole process of winning the lotto. You do have to buy a ticket.
And you do, and I do. I still have one.
Yeah, but there are loads of people there without much in the way of regrets.
Oh, lots.
You see, you can say if you meet a person and they genuinely have no regrets, then they've just had a lucky life. They haven't made any mistakes.
They've been extremely lucky, and they must be extremely happy with all the decisions they've made.
Or they're extremely arrogant. They don't see any flaw in themselves.
And they won't admit that their life is just one big regret.
Yeah.
So they have to double down. There's lots of doubling down going on at the moment.
So unhealthy. Oh, yeah.
This is what men do.
This is what. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. That's why they die earlier.
You have to be stubborn
from holding in. All those festering regrets. You did bump into a journalist?
I did. I bumped into a journalist.
You think a journalist would have a few regrets?
Well, I mean, journalists know stuff. Well, the most of them do.
Yeah.
I met this lovely lady and she gave us some advice.
Hi, I'm Erin McCafferty. I'm a journalist.
Erin, how do you move on from a regret? How do you move on from being in some sort of dark place and you just can't keep going with your life because the regret is so great?
I think that's a question that everybody struggles with. I think everybody has regrets, but it's how you deal with them that matters. You allow yourself to have regrets, and it's a decision not to have them. I think it makes complete logical sense, because when people are young, they don't have the wisdom that they have as they age. And typically with age, you will therefore have regrets about things you should have done differently. But hindsight is a wonderful thing.
And hindsight, as you said, is a wonderful thing. I know myself personally, bad breakups in the past, I'd find myself in a hole. I couldn't get out of that hole. I couldn't move on. I was stuck in a rut. And then you're going over and over and over again about this regret.
That's a good question, you know, and like, I suppose we're all struggling with that. We're all learning how you move on. I suppose you make a decision to move on and not to dwell on the past and to forgive yourself for not knowing better at the time. And people have regrets about everything. It's not just relationships. It could be work. It could be missed opportunities in life.
And that's a big one, the missed opportunities, not having the balls to go for it.
Well, that plays into the hindsight is a wonderful thing. You know, you might regret something that you didn't choose when you were younger, but as you get older, you realise you should have chosen it. And you have to forgive yourself for not having the wisdom to choose it at that time, because we're all just doing the best we can in that moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in that as well. Someone says regrets are interesting. I think people rationalise backwards from their current state in a wistful way, especially if they're in a bad place. It's rare that they reflect positively on their life decisions when they're feeling good. To take a fatalistic approach, sometimes we don't have that many opportunities at our fingertips, and we do the best we can in the moment. We look back with rose-tinted glasses, thinking we had more choice than we did. And if only we changed X, Y, or Z, our life would have turned out better. But we don't know that. Someone else says, you just made me feel better. I've realised that I've learnt a lot about life in the past 6 years. And in learning, I'll be able to help my children and family better in the future. No point in blaming yourself for what you didn't know. And somebody else quotes the great philosopher Robbie Williams. No regrets, they only hurt.
Mm.
Says the singing monkey.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. It's a great movie. I still haven't seen
it. So they're saying, yeah.
And
so,
in real life, he's now humble. He's actually calmed down a bit. I got to meet him there
well,
2 weeks back.
Oh, did you?
And he's quite a nice man in real life.
Yeah. Okay, had you met him before? So we had you at point of comparison.
I met him probably 10 years ago or so. And he was very, very arrogant. But this time round, he was very humble and, accessible and lovely.
That's good. Well,
so
that's
I think
good
it's
to
maturity.
Know. Yeah. You also met a chap from Limerick.
Yeah, I did. So this guy's interesting because he grew up in England in Limerick, and he talks about he regrets not being more confident as a teenager.
I have a teenage son at the moment, and I find he has much more confidence than I did when I was his age. I'm very proud of him, and so that's my regret, that I was not as confident as him when I was a young fella.
So you were a young fella growing up in Limerick, and you felt you could have been more confident.
Indeed, I could. Indeed, that's the way I feel.
And what held you back? Was it the time in Limerick?
I have a dual background. My father was an Englishman, mother was Irish. Up until I was 15, I was in England, and I think the culture there, and at the time, because of the Troubles, the attitude toward the Irish, I think that held me back, because I did not want to get out there and be exposed. And when I came to Ireland, it was a bit of a culture shock, even though I had visited Ireland many times as a child.
But it must have been a culture shock moving to Limerick was it the 70s?
Yes, late 70s, 77.
From England,
yes,
during the height of the Troubles,
yes,
even
indeed.
Though that Limerick wasn't affected. Back then, Limerick was quite a poor city.
It was underdeveloped, and I think that's another reason. Because of the circumstances, I started working as a teenager, so I didn't get exposed to too much of a nightlife until my 20s, and that's when I started to gain confidence.
And then you could start talking to the ladies.
Yes. I also started training the martial arts, and that gave me great confidence. So this is why I'm delighted. I got my son involved into the scouting movement. He's taken that on now, and he's become a very confident and brilliant young man.
And are you a black belt?
I attained a black belt during my times, yes.
In which type of martial arts?
Shotokan karate, plus I did kickboxing. I got a black sash at the kickboxing.
So no messing with you?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Right. Okay. That's that turns scary. Away from I wasn't a confident teenager. Which, I will, you know, I can kill you with my pinky.
Take up karate and the confidence comes.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Regrets and mistakes can be very different. Says the texter, I have made money mistakes in my life, yet I have much fewer regrets. I suppose it's, yeah, making a mistake and then how you feel about that mistake. Not into fighting, but there are a couple of people I regret not beating the crap out of at the time. I'm still thinking about it. Whoa.
Well, that's pent up anger.
Yeah.
There.
And the chap who farted in the elevator says, of course I had a shot. What do you mean I might have? OK. Right. So the fart just kind of queered the pitch, so to speak. Check out the famous Don't Saw Sawdust chapter in Dale Carnegie's masterpiece, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, says Seamus. Dale Carnegie probably has something to say about regret. And someone else says, I regret not becoming a roving reporter. Doddle of a job.
Wow.
Yeah.
One day I'll become a roving reporter. Yeah, sounds fantastic.
It does sound fantastic. Or, you know, maybe that person at some point might regret not knowing what they're talking about. There is that possibility.
I'd love to find out more about that person.
And that's how one, that's how we all grow as human beings.
And we regret.
Yes.
And we move on.
And then we move on. Henry, thanks very much as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.